Thank you for calling customer support. It's Brandy speaking. I may help you.
Yes, ma'am. I had a credit card charge or a debit card charge hit my account for $19.94 from your company, and I don't know what that was for.
Okay, sir. What's the zip code?
Three. Oh, let's see here. That went to.
I'm sorry. That was three. What, sir?
Hold on just a minute. I'm trying to determine what that zip code is. That have been the zip code of the debit card or the zip code of the mailing address or
the mailing address.
The mailing address for Mikey. Hold on just a second.
Okay. And that first and last name?
Chris Pipes, P-I-P-E-S. Or Richard Pipes.
Okay, so I do see an account with your name on it. Could you verify the address for me?
Mikey's address, sir. Hold on a minute, I'm getting the information. Hold on just a minute. P.O. Box 207, Boulder, Wyoming.
Okay. So I do see you guys, well, you ordered the Focus watch and along with the warranty, two Focus watches and a warranty?
No, it should have been one watch and no warranty. And the app tried to sell me a pair of wireless ear fobs, but I couldn't tell if that went through or not. I tried to get out of it and tried to cancel it, and it didn't give me that option.
So it might be, yeah. So it would be Focus Watch and EarPod. I see.
Yeah. How much was the EarPod?
That charge was for $6.97.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with the watch and the ear fob, but I don't want any additional warranties or any other stuff with that.
Okay.
And what confused me is that we got billed from two different companies.
I have no idea why it does that.
Yeah.
No idea at all. Let's see. Well, if those the warranty on the products is going to make sure that anything that happens, you know, to those products is covered. I can give back a 35% of that warranty. Those charges are valid, but as a courtesy, I'm able to do the 35% off of that. Hold on, off of that $12.97.
Okay, so the $12.97, that's the warranty cost.
Yes. $12.97. They put the earbuds and the warranty charge together. So the earbuds was $6.97, and then the warranty was $12.97 of that $19 charge.
No, it's $12 altogether for the product and the warranty.
No, it was $19 altogether for the price for the product and the warranty. But $12.97 of that is the warranty itself, and then the other $6.97 would be the other product.
And how long is the warranty good for?
Let's see. I want to say a year. Yes, 1 year warranty.
Okay. Yeah.
So you just want to keep the warranty or refund it? That.
You're gonna take 35% off of that $12.95.
Give you back 35% of the $12.97 because you're saying you don't want the warranty. Are you speaking for someone else or?
No, my wife's here with me.
Okay.
So we're just trying to figure out what the world's going on here, because I've never had anybody just charge me a warranty when I didn't ask for the warranty. And then to be given a credit of 35% off for the warranty. So I'm still paying for part of the warranty, but I'm not going to have the warranty. That makes
only
sense.
Because only because the charges are valid, like anything that goes through is a valid charge. So we're really not able to do the refund. 35% is just a courtesy that I'm offering.
Well, I don't
because you're saying that you don't want it.
No, I don't want the warranty or the AirPods if that's the way that's going to work. So you guys did not send an email confirmation of what I was buying. I got no information when the order was going through, how much I was being charged for everything. It just, boom, it went through on my credit card. So that's not the way.
Did you receive it? I have a tracking number if that will help you, like when you receive your products.
No, that doesn't help me a bit, because the sale's already gone through. Y'all have already taken my money out of my account, and you didn't even give me an accounting of what I was buying and what I was being charged.
Okay. So you would like it to cancel out the whole order now?
The only thing I want you to do is what I ordered, which was the watch.
All these orders are valid. I'm trying to see what I can do. We only be able to like refund and void it had it not been shipped yet, but this product was shipped on the 21st. Both the products were shipped.
Yeah. How you guys internally determine, you know, when and what you're going to do on the shipping, that's none of my business and I don't care. But you guys did not give me the idea as to how much I was being charged. You just took my credit card information, charged me whatever the hell you wanted to, and shipped
so,
me stuff.
So, sorry, there should have been terms and conditions when ordering this product. If two boxes aren't checked.
There were no terms and conditions. There was no confirmation of what I was ordering. There was no confirmation email that I had ordered and what it was, what I was getting charged. I couldn't even, there was no way on the app to even get out of the EarPod that was just thrown in there as, that some of our customers buy the AirPod too, and it was automatically added to my account, and I could not back it out.
And your email is chris@pipestraveler.com?
Yes.
Like I said, those products have been shipped. What I can do is, if you're still unsatisfied when that product gets to you, because like I said, you have ordered and those are being shipped, they are on the way to you. If you're dissatisfied with them when they get there and you wouldn't like the warranty, you wouldn't like the watch, you know, you wouldn't like to keep those earbuds or anything, it would just be useless to you. Because you are still in your trial period, you know, you can still call me back to counsel.
Okay.
Once you receive those products.
We'll receive them, we'll check them out. If we don't like them, I'll call you back and you can give me a refund.
And make sure you call me before, I believe, June.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Just you have a chance to try those products before you don't.
Yeah.
You know, you want to cancel everything.
And how much is it going to cost me to mail them back?
Well, once you call back and you don't like the products, that's what makes that's like the deal. If you don't like the products, you still just cancel your account with us, and you're still able to keep the products and everything.
Okay.
Just call you. You would just call back to cancel that account. You just have to make sure you call back to cancel within 14 days. Yes. Well, no. Well, you wouldn't. If you call back within the 14 days, we wouldn't have charged you anything else.
Well, how's that work? You've already charged me. My account's already been charged.
Those charges. The only charge that were mine was that warranty charge. But those $690, the shipping and handling charge, you know, it don't go to us. It goes to the people bringing you the product.
So there's going to be an extra charge for the shipping. And
if you do not, no, no, if you do not cancel the trial. If you don't call me back to cancel before June, then yes. If you call me back to cancel before June, shipping and handling would have been all you would pay, which makes that product a free product because you haven't paid for the product price. Does that make sense?
No, I'm really having a hard time following you.
So $6.97 was not the product price. You know, that's the shipping and handling, which goes to whichever company, you know, USPS, UPS, whoever brings this product to you, which I'm sure USPS would. That's
okay,
that's
so
their
that was,
price for taking it
so
to you.
So that's the price of just the $6.97. That wasn't for the watch itself. That's just for the shipping of the watch.
Yes, for you to try that
okay.
product. Just call me back. And, I mean, to, you know, to see if you even like that product to pay for it. But if you receive this product and it does nothing for you, you have those 14 days from where you placed the order, 14 days from the 20th to call me back and say, hey, I would like to cancel the account. The watch is not working for me. You know, it will cancel that account without you won't be charged anymore, you know, nor have to send that product back. That's what makes that product free, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just wait and get the product, try it out, see how we like it. And if we don't like it, we'll call you back within 2 or 3 days of getting
okay.
it.
Okay. Yes.
And we'll take it from there.
All righty, sir. All right. Sounds
all right,
like a
thank
deal.
You.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Okay. Bye.